भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्लीज रिपीट। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सारस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। प्लीज सिंग टुगेदर। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस ब्यूटीफुल संडे फीस्ट। Very grateful to for all of you for coming in this hot monsoon day where we all are waiting for the rains to come. So continuing the theme which His Grace Chaitanya Leela Prabhu started last week, so we would like to continue. We heard so many glories of the Purushottam Mass, the extra month which is going on. So following on the footsteps of the Acharyas, we would like to sing and understand the meaning of the beautiful poem which is to be recited in this month, which is called as Nanda Nanda Ashtakam. Nanda Nanda Ashtakam, which means that 8 verses glorifying the son of Nanda, that is Nanda Nandana. So, as in the Krishna conscious movement, whatever we do or whatever we say has a very profound basis. There are no empty bullets. Whatever we are saying, it has a basis which goes back to Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. In this world, there are many ways of acquiring knowledge, but the best knowledge that we get about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Radha Gopinath, is through the Shastra. What is Shastra? Books that give us profound glories and very beautiful stories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, there are many poetries being written on the beauty of the Lord, but these poetries, until unless they have a basis in scriptures, until unless they are aligned with the scriptures, who will pay attention to them? It will become another Bollywood song which comes and goes. But the Shastra are those irrevocable axioms. What is the axiom? Axiom means which stands truthful today, was truthful in the past, and is truthful in the future also. We have seen our textbooks changing, right? All of all who have gone to the school and colleges, we have seen the truth keep changing. The smallest particle was something else, is something else, and they are still researching. But Shastra gives us such axioms and such truths which help us to seek guidance in our troublesome lives. They won't change, they are rock steady. Everything in this world will change but the conclusions of the Shastras. And on this basis of the Shastras, we begin our spiritual life. We understand our present life and we acquire the practices that are very, very conducive for spiritual advancement. So here we're going to discuss this small poetry, which is a beautiful poetry on the beautiful characteristics of Shri Nanda Nandana, that is Lord Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna is many times referred as Sarva Saundarya Sangraha. What is Sangraha? Yeah, we have gone to library, right? Sangrahale, a pustakale, where there is collection of different books. But Krishna is called as Sarva Saundarya Sangrahale. His body is a repository of beautiful features. All the beauty that you see in the nature, if it is put together, that becomes the beautiful beauty of Krishna. Everybody's eyes looks for beauty, isn't it? Everybody wants to see something beautiful. To see something ghastly is like a shock. Krishna's beauty is so enchanting to the eyes that it satisfies our eyes. What is pleasure in this material world? Material world means this world in which we are staying. This nature in which we are staying. What is the nature of enjoyment? The nature of enjoyment is that we have senses. Definitely we have future, present and past tense with us. But also we have our senses, which are called in Sanskrit Indriya. We have eyes, we have a nose, we have a tongue, we have ears. So what is enjoyment for us? When these senses meet enjoyable sense objects, that is the time we enjoy, right? For like that, the eyes want to see beautiful things, beauty, right? Many of the congregation, many of people, they go for vacation. Yeah, they don't go for vacation. They don't come for vacation to Bombay. They go outside Bombay. Why? Because they want to see a unpolluted, serene, beautiful nature, so that their minds can relax, and they can come back and work properly. Krishna's beauty is so serene and so pristine that it is not only beautiful, it is also, it has an amazing quality. A spiritual thing has a spiritual quality. Krishna's beauty is not material, it is not mundane, it is not temporary. When we talk about the material beauty, that material beauty is very, very satiable. What do you mean by satiable? We get saturated. You know? Bar, bar, ek hi cheez. Whenever we see same thing again and again, yahan tak bhar jata hai, bas kuch aur naye naye chehre dikhaiye, hai na? We see somebody sitting in front of the TV and changing channels, you know, for some time. Okay, next. So like that, we keep changing the beauty that we want to enjoy. But Krishna's beauty is refreshing and ever new. Same thing. Bar bar dekho, hazar bar dekho. Bore nahi honge. And who is saying this? The Dwarka Vasis in the Srimad Bhagavatam. They are repeating this. They are saying that looking at Krishna's face, satisfaction nahi ho raha hai. We want more. We want more. We want more. Last time we heard how the gopis are cursing. Who are gopis? They are supreme lovers of Krishna in Vrindavan. They are cursing Brahmaji that you have given us eyelids. We need to close and open. For that second, we are not able to see Krishna. That kind of unsatiable beauty is Krishna's beauty. And also, Krishna's beauty is elevating, purifying. When we see the beauty of this world, we see so many love stories, we see so many suicides. You know, love at first sight and divorce at first fight. You get attracted to somebody, but that attraction, it fades away. That attraction comes with an expiry date. Very soon it will fade away. Why? Why is the beauty of this world satiable? Because the beauty of this world is going to be supervised by the dawn of this world. And who is that? Time. That time factor, it decays everything. ऐसा कुछ इस जगत में है जो समय के साथ और खूबसूरत होता है? कोई है यहां पे महानुभाव जो कि प्रभु जी मैं समय के साथ सुंदर हो रहा हूं? इट इज पॉसिबल दैट योर कंसेप्शन ऑफ योर सेल्फ एज ब्यूटिफुल माइट इंक्रीज, यू नो, विच इज नॉर्मल, यू नो, इजंट इट? इट हैपेंस. हाउ मेनी टाइम्स हैव वी started a mirror in our phone and seen, you know, is everything all right? It's the same. And nobody expects much, but we still go on saying, yes, am I more beautiful? I hope I am beautiful. I hope I am impressive. It is the truth. Eyes are the sense which attract us the first. That's why Krishna also comes in such ravishing form. Krishna's beauty is not the beauty of this world. Krishna's beauty is the beauty of the world beyond our sense perception. You know, we only hear of, you know, UFOs or some alien creatures in movies, but there exists, according to scripture, a spiritual world where Krishna resides. And that world is not controlled by the dimension of time. Here he is dawn. But in the spiritual world, time is just one participant, standing in line, waiting for Krishna's approval. You can imagine, over here with time, what happens? All the beauty decays. All the seasons decay. All the people become old and vanquish. Normally we see beauty in how many things? We see beauty in nature. We see beauty in things. And we see beauty in people. All of these, the seasons, you know, beautiful, green, turns brown, turns red, and disappears. No leaves. Things. We have a beautiful car, Lamborghini. It comes very nicely. Looks amazing. But all the time, you are in fear. Kahin ek patthar lag gaya to. Main is jhaad ke niche par kiya hai maine. Kahin jhaad gir gaya to. We are always in constant fear that the beauty of this world will dissipate. Rupe jaraya bhayam. Hamesha bhay rehta hai. You know, when you make up, you have to keep making up. Why? Because the makeup will fade away, isn't it? Because you are in AC now, in a nice condition, we are fresh. The moment we step out, the conditions outside, they will make us look very, very tired, not so beautiful. Why? Because the time is such, as it passes, as it carries its shakti, everything decays. So here, Krishna's beauty is insatiable. Why? Because not controlled by time. But the beauty of this world is satiable. That's why, bar bar dekho, keep seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, which will not only be ever fresh, but will also purify us. The beauty of this world is entangling. You get illusioned, isn't it? The business of all the beauty creams is going on this illusion. Be ever fresh, be ever good looking, go on. There is always a chance that you will start looking more beautiful. Apply our cream, isn't it? That illusion, that entanglement, the entanglement of the opposite sex beauty, which makes us forget intelligence and makes us, force us to behave according to our instincts. So such beauty is entangling, but Krishna's beauty is elevating. The more you see him, the more you will be purified. Each and every limb, each and every part of Krishna's body is made to elevate us from what level we are to a superior level. That is the promise of the scriptures. Hai na? Aisa sauda fir kaha milega? An amazing offer. If you take shelter of this world's beauty, you will get entangled. But if you take shelter of Krishna's beauty, you will leave the entanglement of this world. Now, Krishna, as a baby boy, was bound by his mother. Is this pastime here? Where Krishna is running away from his mother. The mother will start tying him to the wooden grinding mortar. Right? Bhagwan ko band ke rakha hai. Sari duniya ko mukti dene wale Bhagwan ko band ke rakha hai. He has been bound. He gives liberation to everybody. But because of the devotion of mother Yashoda, he is bound. But in that bound situation also, although he is a baby, but he shows that I can liberate you. मैं बंधा हुआ हूं मगर तुम्हें मुक्ति दे सकता हूं. Such is the amazing beauty of the Lord, which can free us from the clutches of this material world. Krishna is full of six opulences: beauty, fame, strength, knowledge, renunciation. With so many opulences, he is full, full all the time, for all the places, and it is not acquired. He has not gone to a course where he will start becoming beautiful. He was always beautiful, ever beautiful. To such beautiful Krishna, for him to attract us, what we require is, because his beauty is pure, we need our pure mind to get attracted to pure beauty. Okay, theek hai Prabhuji, chalo. हम जाते हैं मंदिर से, हम अट्रैक्ट नहीं होंगे भगवान से. बट आचार्य से डोंट वरी, स्लोली एंड श्योरली व्हेन वी गेट अट्रैक्टेड टू कृष्णाज ब्यूटी, व्हेन वी स्टार्ट गेटिंग अट्रैक्टेड टू कृष्णाज ब्यूटी. व्हेन आई वाज स्मॉल, माय मदर ऑलवेज टुक मी टू पंढरपुर एंड आई यूज्ड टू वंडर, is it? What is so beautiful about Panduranga that millions and millions of people, well, recently they've got the Guinness Book of World Record for maximum people coming together on a festival. What is it about him that people just throng there together? And I remember especially going there because you had to take a injection before you, you know, enter. You have to show a certificate before you enter the bus. That time it was. So I used to wonder, you know, what is it so beautiful about him? That people are crying. People are praying for ages. They have composed millions of literatures just on the beauty of Lord Panduranga. What is it about him? So the process of Bhakti Yoga is, that's why this temple is there. That's why the institution is there, so that by the process of Bhakti Yoga, slowly, steadily, as you start worshipping the Lord, according to the prescribed rules and regulations, slowly and surely, you start loving. If we follow the process of Bhakti Yoga properly, we'll start getting attraction. That's why Srila Prabhupada stressed on beautiful dressing of the deities, beautiful clothes and beautiful deities, so that those who come will get relieved. For our temple, the most beautiful period in the day, as others enjoy, is the last Shayan Darshan. So many devotees throng. You know, at least 15 years back, I remember there were hardly few people sitting in the night. 8:50 to 9, we have beautiful darshan of the Lord in the night outfit. or he is wearing a beautiful turban. Duties to enjoy. But as more and more people started coming to temple, we see that in the night, 8:50, many people, they come. Many people on their way to the work, on their way from work to their homes, they come and drop in just to enjoy the beautiful beauty and the beautiful atmosphere, because it works like an amazing de-stressing agent. Surely, but surely, that beauty of Krishna will work on us, provided we take shelter of the bhakti yoga process properly. Because as we get attracted to Krishna, we have to go deep in appreciating Krishna's beauty. When a devotees come to temple, they have a way in which they take darshan. As they enter, they first pay obeisances, pay dandavat pranam to Srila Prabhupada. Then they come in front and they do dandavat to Gopinath, and when they get up, it starts in a very descending process, in an ascending process, sorry. Start with the parampara. You start with first Narasimhadev, then Panchatattva. Then you go to Gaur Nithai, starting from their feet. Slowly, slowly. You know, it's like building climax, isn't it? What is the fun of the movie if I tell you the story first? Story by story, you know, one of my friends was saying that, you know, when I go to movies, you know, half of the movie, the plot is so interesting that I open the Wikipedia and see the plot, so that I can take it. But in experiencing Krishna's beauty, let it take over you. Let it possess you. It's interesting. It's fun. Slowly and steadily, when we go up from the feet to the navel, to the beautiful hands, to the beautiful fingers, then to the beautiful lips, eyes, the beautiful nose, the beautiful turban, and you whole appreciate the Lord, it is the most purifying experience. It is not easy to stand in front of the Lord and take darshan. Why? Because the most destructive elements disturb us that time. Not, it's like we have skates in our legs, you know. You take darshan and you want to go somewhere else. No, you want to meet this, you want to meet that, you want to see your mobile, you check, want to check your WhatsApp, check your Facebook. Something urgent. When we give our focused attention to taking darshan of the Lord, surely and steadily, our appreciation will increase if we follow the process. So let's begin the beautiful verses. Srinanda Nandanashtakam. This beautiful poem is very well known in Vrindavan. Or rather, it's considered to be like the national anthem. You know, it's like an anthem where everybody in Vrindavan, they know about the beautiful composition. Although it is anonymous, but all the acharyas, because of the simple and beautiful composition of the prayer, they have approved it to be a very bona fide prayer. That's why to approve something in Krishna consciousness, we have three things: Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. It is given in the scriptures, it is approved by Guru, it is instruction of the Guru, and the Sadhus also find it and testify whether it is relevant for this age. So we'll begin. Sucharu Vaktra Mandalam. Sucharu Vaktra Mandalam. The beautiful round face of Krishna is very enchanting. Charu means Beautiful. Sucharu means very, very beautiful. The beautiful face of Krishna is most enchanting. And on this particular face, this particular feature of the Lord, so many have gone crazy. Just by seeing this full circle, the full moon circle of Krishna, our incomplete life becomes complete. That is the beauty of Krishna's beautiful face. Sucharu Vaktra Mandalam. Then Su Karna Ratna Kundalam. Beautiful ears. You know, whenever we glorify somebody, कितने सुंदर दिखते हैं आप, कितना सुंदर आपका चेहरा है, कितने सुंदर कान है. कान, यू नो, इफ वी स्टार्ट, यू नो, मेनी टाइम वन ऑफ माय फ्रेंड्स ही वाज जस्ट यू नो ट्विस्टिंग हिज इयर्स एंड यू नो आई सेड व्हाट हैपेंड, यू नो व्हाट आर यू डूइंग, ही सेड एक्चुअली आवर इयर्स आर ऑफ द शेप ऑफ अ स्मॉल बेबीज बॉडी एंड बाय प्रेसिंग डिफरेंट डिफरेंट पॉइंट्स ऑन द इयर्स you can cure your body. So I'm just pressing my ears for that reason. I was wondering what all can we appreciate in somebody. But Krishna's ears are also very beautiful. We see so many different shapes of ears. Elongated ears, small ears, deformed ears. But Krishna's ears are beautiful. Sukarna. And what are these Sukarna wearing? They are wearing beautiful kundals, beautiful earrings, shining earrings. In the Damodar Ashtakam, Shri Satyavat Muni, he speaks about how Krishna is running. If you see a small child as he runs, how does he run? He doesn't run like a marathon runner, you know, fast. He is running by balancing his body weight. Slowly, steadily. And as he is running, the beautiful earrings in his ears, they kiss his cheeks. You know, they are like a pendulum going here and there and shining in the realm of Gokula. They are shining, they are pendulating, and they are very, very mesmerizing. Sucharu Vaktra Mandalam Sukarna Ratna Kundalam. And next is the poet is saying Suchar Chitanga Chandanam. And he's, what is the whole, no, he is giving the description of the beautiful face of Krishna. His face is beautiful, his ears are beautiful. At the same time, his whole body is beautifully adorned with sandalwood pulp. Suchar Chitanga Chandanam. We see in so many pictures, the Lord's forehead is nicely decorated with Kesar Chandan. If you go to Vrindavan, they distribute their Kesar Chandan as the Mahaprasad to everybody. Very fragrant and very beautiful. It is not that the Lord's body is just decorated with chandan. Chandan is very costly. Sandalwood. Very costly, but very, very fragrant and very, very cooling. When somebody receives you by putting chandan to you, it shows that how he is concerned about you and he wants you to cool down. Because you've come from far, you are so tired. You are so fatigued that all the fatigue comes off with chandan. So chandan is used for cooling. Chandan is meant for beautifying. Chandan is used for fragrance. So Krishna's body is also anointed with beautiful chandan. But in Vrindavan, Krishna's body is also anointed with cow dung and cow urine. Such is the simple nature of Vrindavan. When Putana came, the demoness who came to poison Krishna, when Krishna drank her milk and sucked out her life air, and as she passed away, just because Krishna touched her, even her body started, as they burnt her body, because as she came like in a normal size, but as she died, she assumed an 8-mile form. 8 mile. So to burn her, they had to cut her into pieces. And they did, they didn't leave her anywhere. They actually properly did her cremation. And as she was cremated, they could smell, they had the beautiful fragrance of Chandan. So not only Krishna's body is anointed with Chandan, but because the one he touches, he also starts smelling like Chandan. And as the whole thing happens, the whole pastime happens, and Mother Yashoda goes and picks up Krishna, so that he is not touched by somebody's evil eye, he is anointed with gobar, and he is anointed with gomutra. So such is the simple living of Vrindavan Dham, where all kind of beautiful elements are used. Now Krishna, as he decorates his beautiful face, we see here our beautiful Gopal is having such beautiful tilak on his face. In Vrindavan, Krishna uses the different kinds of oxides available on the mountains, a red oxide, and just they draw on Krishna's face. Vrindavan is a simple life. If one thinks that, no, if I have to worship Krishna, Bhagwan ki puja karne ke liye, meri jeb bhari honi chahiye. I have to have a full pocket. Not necessarily. With minimal, you can also worship Krishna. That's why Krishna himself tells in Bhagavad Gita, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadham bhakti upaharitam ashrami prayatatmana. Saying that I only require simple things. Leaf, patram, pushpam, flower, toyam, water, and phalam. Fruit, which is available with everybody. Even nowadays, the beggars are much more rich than the guys who are moving around in cars. They might be moving around in a car which is on loan. But the beggars are much more richer. Even a beggar can afford to worship Krishna. That is a simple process of Krishna consciousness, simple worship. High living, simple living, and high thinking. Then, as the Lord is beautifully anointed, the poet completes the first verse, Namami Nanda Nandanam. So, can we all sing together? I will sing the first line, and then you all please repeat. Yeah? Well, without any instruments, we just repeat so that you get accustomed, because I would love you to have fully understand this poem and the words. Sucharu Vaktramandalam Sukarna Ratna Kundalam Sucharchitanga Chandanam Namami Nanda Nandanam Namami Nanda Nandanam Namami Nanda Nandanam. I offer my respectful obeisances to the beautiful son of Shinanda, who has beautiful eyes, whose face is round, and who is fully anointed with Chandan. Then the poet goes ahead, the saint goes ahead to beautifully describe the beautiful eyes of the Lord. Sudirgha netra pankajam, eyes. Normally our eyes, you know, according to the anatomy, they just, the distance between the ears and eyes is like, you know, you can fit almost 1.5 eye in between. But Krishna's eyes are very huge, are pointed. His eyes are like a lotus petal. Sudirgha netra pankajam. When Kunti Maharani prays, she prays to Krishna, Namo Pankaja Nabhaya, Namo Pankaja Malini, Namo Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangrahe. Saying, the beautiful eyes of Krishna are like just like lotus. And lotus, you know, very interestingly, every limb of the Lord is compared to the beauty of a lotus. Now what is the, you know, the lotuses that we get in Bombay, they don't have any fragrance. But if you go to place outside Bombay, where it's very, very, you know, those days grow abundantly. I remember going to Nandigram near Ayodhya, yes. And I remember going there in the kunda there where Bharatji used to take bath. And such beautiful lotus. And that lotus was, the leaf was this big and fluorescent pink. And the fragrance could be heard even outside the pond. So beautiful lotus-like. So because the lotus is the best in beauty and best in charm, the Lord's different limbs are also compared to lotus. Sudirgha netra pankajam. Why dirgha? Because as big the eyes are, that much more we can see. Krishna is very eager to see what good we are doing. And he closes his eyes for what bad we have. That is how encouraging Krishna is. Like a mother, he loves whatever we do. And in his own way, he will correct us. But he wants us to come to him as soon as possible. Sudirgha netra pankajam. Beautiful eyes. And then, shikhi shikhanda murdhajam. Shikhi means, on the top of his hair is Shikhanda Murdhajam. Shikhanda is a peacock. The peacock feather. It has a beautiful peacock feather. He has a beautiful peacock feather on his head. Once, when Krishna Balaram were moving around in the forest, a beautiful group of peacocks, they came, and as they were beautifully dancing for the pleasure of Shri Krishna Balaram, they started dancing, and looking at them, to reciprocate with the peacocks, even Krishna Balaram started dancing. You know, the Lord is very eager to reciprocate with his devotee. So as seeing the beautiful actions, the beautiful steps of the peacock, the Lord started dancing. The peacocks got tired. You know, you have your stamina. The peacocks, they were out of their stamina and they stopped. They're wondering, you know, we can't catch up with, you know, Krishna's beautiful steps. And Krishna's dancing is so swift and so beautiful that even he could dance on the hoods of Kaliya, on a slimy surface, he was dancing. Nataraj. He was dancing in such a way that today's whatever dance forms are, they have come out from these dances that Krishna started and who were learned by Lord Shiva and spread all around. So as Krishna was dancing, Balaram also got tired. Okay, no, enough reciprocation. I am also tired now. And looking at Krishna, you know, when is he going to stop? He was so excited to see the peacocks dancing. He started dancing and it just did not discontinue. It just did not stop. So Balaram went and said, Bhaiya, please, stop. Enough. The peacocks are also tired. And looking at Krishna stop and looking mercifully, glancing nicely at the beautiful peacocks, the peacocks wondered, you know, what can we do? What can we do for the Lord? You know, we tried to please Him by our dancing. Our dance was for His pleasure. It's not raining. Normally peacocks dance when it rains. So what did they do? They started talking amongst themselves, and the king of the peacocks, who has a beautiful crown on his head, he came forward and he offered the most beautiful peacock feather to Krishna. And it is not that Krishna took that peacock feather and kept in his cloth or in his waist cloth. Taking the tail of the bird, he honored it by putting it on his head. Such is the beautiful reciprocation of Krishna. We do anything with love, with sincerity, Krishna will appreciate it much beyond our expectation. We can even fathom how much Krishna appreciates our reciprocation. If we want to know, or if we want to become Krishna conscious, we have to be conscious of what Krishna wants. Krishna wants that all the living entities come to Him and reciprocate with Him, dance with Him, sing for Him. And He is so eager that He leaves His magnanimity. He leaves the magnanimity of being the master of all the world, and He becomes small and accepts our offering like as if we are the only people who can give Him anything. You know, it's like, you know, you give a small rose to a film star that you love, and then he takes that and he puts it on the Twitter, he puts it on the Facebook, and you wonder, maine sone ka diya tha kya? What is it? What is so special? That is the reciprocation Krishna wants from us. Krishna does not want things. Krishna wants our love, our appreciation. That is Krishna's consciousness. And if we understand that consciousness, it is so amazing that Krishna, like a father, is waiting for his sons to look at him, to reciprocate with him. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita speaks, Udara Sarva Eveti. What does he say? Those people who come and take surrender to my feet, are very magnanimous. Bahut udar hai wo jo mere paas aake meri sharanagat lete hain. Very funny to hear. जो शरणागत देते हैं वो उदार हैं या जो शरणागत लेते हैं वो उदार हैं, राइट? द वन हु गिव्स शेल्टर ही इज मैग्नानिमस, बट हियर द लॉर्ड इज कॉलिंग द डिवोट इज मैग्नानिमस. व्हाई? बिकॉज ही इज ईगर टू से दैट थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग टू मी एंड ऑफरिंग दिस टू मी. आई एम वेटिंग फॉर दिस रेसिप्रोकेशन लाइक अ ईगर फादर वेटिंग फॉर the child to say the first word, Papa, Baba, waiting to get that first birthday card, which is from the own money of the father. The Lord's heart is so magnanimous that He's saying, you are magnanimous because you are giving me a chance to reciprocate with you. Thank you. You have come to me, you are very great. If we understand this greatness of the Lord, we will advance million notches in our Krishna consciousness. The beautiful peacock feather is the emblem of what Krishna is ready to accept. And then, Ananga Koti Mohanam. Ananga. Ananga. Anga means body. Ananga means one who does not have body. Ananga Koti Mohanam. One who attracts millions of Anangas. Who is Ananga? Ananga is the love, is the god of love. Kamadev, Cupid, who by his arrows of attraction makes everybody attracted to others. So once this Kamadev wanted Lord Shiva to be attracted to Parvati, so he, in a very proud way, went and threw his arrow, his flower arrow, which if somebody gets hurt by, he'll be illusioned and be attracted to the opposite party very soon. But nothing happened. Instead, Lord Shiva got angry and opened his third eye and incinerated that Kamadev. So that Kamadev, as his body was burned to ashes, the whole story goes as he lives, but without the body. When his wife comes and prays to Lord Shiva, he said, okay, he'll survive, but he'll survive without the body, Ananga. So this same Ananga, as he goes to Vrindavan, he wants to attract Krishna. And as he's aiming, there's a beautiful place in Vrindavan called as Madan Ter. He's looking at Krishna and trying to aim nicely at Krishna. But as he aims, Cupid, Krishna turns and glances at Kamadev and makes Cupid stupid. Suddenly, Madan doesn't understand. Madan is Kamadev. He doesn't understand what is happening. He goes crazy and he falls unconscious, thus defeated. That's why one name of Krishna is Ananga Mohan. Madan Mohan, who even illusions and attracts the one who makes others attract. And Srila Prabhupada says that Srimati Radharani, who stands beside Krishna, the eternal consort of the Lord, she is called as Madan Mohan Mohini, one who attracts even Krishna. So this Ananga is the one who gets attracted, falls unconscious. King Kulashekhar, in his beautiful prayers, he's an amazing saint from South India. He is warning Kamadev. He's saying, Madana parihara stitim madiye manasi mukunda padaravinda dhamni haranayana krushanuna krushosi smarasina chakra parakramam murare. Saying, oh Cupid, aren't you afraid? Don't you know who my master is? You tried to show your magic and Hara, that is Lord Shiva, he killed you. Don't you know who my master is? In my heart, I have installed in my heart the two lotus feet of Mukunda. Aren't you afraid of his Sudarshan Chakra? Ek baar to jal gaye. Ab aur jaan khoni hai. So please, this is a prayer of a very elevated devotee. But we know for sure that Krishna is very attractive, and even the supreme most attractor of this world gets attracted to him. So we'll complete the second verse. Sudirghanetra pankajam. Sudirghanetra pankajam. Shikhi shikhanda murdhajam. Ananga koti mohanam. Namami nanda nandanam. The poet goes ahead. The saint is saying, he's wearing a beautiful pearl on his nose. Sunasikagra. Beautiful nose. Just imagine, even the nose of the Lord is so beautiful. We have such variety of noses, isn't it? A nose like a parrot, a nose like a eagle, you know, such blown up noses, flat noses, right? But the nose of the Lord is like a flower, is like a sesame seed flower. How many of you have seen a sesame seed flower? I know. For us, flowers, grains and fruits, their source is only baniya, the grocery store. We hardly know. I wondered when I went to a farm first time, I understood how the tur dal is coming. It comes in, leaves. Never knew about it. Because, we are so away from the farm culture. But once I went to one of our devotees' farms, and I actually saw a beautiful sesame seed flower. Sesame flower. Beautiful. It is a very beautiful shape. Very soft. It is said that the Lord's nose is very roundish as he is small. And as he grows to a particular age, his nose becomes little sharp. Not sharp like a Pinocchio, but very beautiful and sharp. Krishna's age is amazing. Normally, in our normal counting of time and age, it is said that from 1 to 5, the age is called as Kaumara. From 5 to 10, the age is called as, or 6 to 10, the age is called as Pauganda. From 10 to 15, the age is called as Kaishora. And from 16 begins Yauvana. The Lord, when he does his pastime in Vrindavan, he accelerates the age. From 1 to 3 years and 5 months, when he's in Mahavan, the beautiful palace of Nand Maharaj, he completes his Kaumara age. And from 3rd year to the 6th year, 6.8, six years and 8 months, he finishes his Pauganda Leela in Vrindavan. And from 6.8 till 10, he finishes his Kaishora Leela. In Nandisar, the Lord is a place in Vrindavan, but he's 10 years old. He does the Rasa Leela, he does the Govardhan pastime. So, once the Lord reaches the Kaishora age, he remains Kishore. He is eternal age is Kishore. Beautiful. Even when he was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was more than 100 years old, but still he was looking like a 16-year-old boy. That is the beautiful age and beautiful body, the transcendental body of the Lord, who is not controlled by time. Sunasi kagra mauktikam, a beautiful money, a beautiful moti, you know, pearl, it hangs nasika agra on the front of the nose. Nasika agra mauktikam. Once in Jagannath Puri, one rich merchant came and he was arguing with the pujaris. I want to give you 1 lakh of rupees, a donation, but you should spend that donation in one offering of the Lord. Ek bhog mein hi sara ka sara paisa lag jana chahiye. So the pujaris are wondering. I mean, costliest ghee even if you use, costliest items if you use, you know, but how much will that offering go to? Few thousands? But 1 lakh of rupees together? So the Lord, who's ever ready to help his devotees, in the dreams he told, call the merchant and tell him what I want. So the merchant is expecting that the pujari gets defeated. So he asks, so what offering will you do? The pujari says, the Lord is very, very eager to have a beautiful paan. And the merchant starts laughing. Paan? You're crazy. No, what, you're going to make a paan of gold? Still, the 1 lakh will not be exhausted. He said, no. The Lord wants a paan which is anointed with the mixture of the moti, a pearl which is found in the head of a celibate elephant. The merchant becomes unconscious and falls to ground. Why? Because, first of all, for an elephant to remain celibate is most difficult. And then, even if he remains celibate, the energy when it goes to his brain, it turns into pearl. So how many elephants have to be bought? They have to be killed. And their skull has to be broken open so that they can find out a moti. So the pujari, when he told this to the merchant, he folded his hand and accepted defeat. That special elephant pearl, which is the most dear to the Lord, it hangs on the nose, nasika agra. Sunasika agra mauktikam. And then he says, swachanda danta panktikam. His beautiful rows of teeth are very, very pleasing. Swachanda, they are nicely spaced. Danta, panktikam, in line, you know. Not like many of us, like mine, you know. Too much vat, the whole ear, you know, the teeth are, you know, behind and, you know, ahead. You know, one teeth is sleeping on a head, you know. Not like that. Beautiful rows, like a pearl necklace, you know. A pearl necklace is very beautiful to see. Swachanda danta panktikam. Once the gopi is called Krishna, he said, Krishna, come here. He's small. No, everybody likes to play with small children, you know. Acha, tera naam kya hai? Okay, Krishna. Where is your feet? This is your feet. Where is your hand? This is my hand. Where is your beautiful turban? My turban is here. Where are your eyes? My eyes are here. Where is your nose? My nose is here. And where are your teeth? Krishna had not grown teeth till then. So he shies down and says, not come. And he shies away and runs away. The beautiful teeth of Krishna, even those give such amazing exuberance that just by that beautiful smile of the Lord, all the different problems of this world can be vanquished. Kapil Muni says in his prayers, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that even the ocean of lamentation. You know, many times it is said that why is the ocean in this world salty? Because this ocean is salty because of the lamentation, because of the tears of the troubled people of this world. So that full ocean will be evaporated just by the smile of the Lord. When we see the beautiful smile and the beautiful teeth of the Lord, all our troubles will just evaporate. Navambudanga chikkanam. Beautiful rain cloud complexion, much has been spoken last time, where the appearance of the Lord is like a fresh rain cloud. If you see outside an aeroplane, when you are above the clouds, you will see the beautiful colors of the cloud. The white cloud is covered by a grey border, and the grey cloud is covered by a whitish border. So Krishna's color is the color of the fresh rain cloud. Bright. So bright that whenever he enters the room, he doesn't need light. From his own body, everything else gets lit up. That fresh rain cloud, when it comes in the lives of the devotee, it gives us fresh hope. As we are burning with the threefold miseries of this world, Krishna's beauty, it acts as the soothing rain. You know, what is a forest fire? I mean, normally if this piece is, you know, this stand is burnt, you know, if you put a bucket of water, bujh jayega. But what does a forest fire mean? A whole area, a whole land is full of fire. How will you control that? Only when huge clouds come and inundate on that fire. So similarly, when Krishna's beautiful face, the beauty, it acts on us, on our troubles, like the beautiful balm, which soothes us, which cools us. The beautiful face, the beautiful color. So let's sing this. Sunasikagra moktikam. Swachanda danta panktikam. Navambudanga chikkanam. Namami nanda nandanam. He goes ahead. Now what is he doing? What is he holding? Karena Venu Ranjitam. Venu. Venu is flute. Holding a beautiful flute in his hand. The flute is made up of different elements. Made up of a bamboo. Where the holes are made, and as the Lord blows the flute, it attracts the heart. You know, the particular sound is meant for a particular devotee, and only he can hear it. When he wants to call Srimati Radharani, he will have a particular sound. When he wants to call gopis, he has a particular sound. So he is so expert that he blows. As he blows through his flute, he attracts his devotees. And he has different flutes. The name of the different flutes are according to the length of the flute. The smallest is called as Vamshi, and the biggest is called as Mahanandi. So different flutes for different occasions. You see, he's also very smart. You know, having different. No, because he has to attract who? He has to attract people like us who have very variegated choices. He also equips himself. Gati Karindra Ganjitam. കരേണ വേണുരഞ്ജിതം ഗതി കരീന്ദ്രഗഞ്ജിതം. ഓൾ ദ ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് റാംപ് വാക്സ് ദാറ്റ് ഓൾ ദ ഫാഷൻ ഷോസ് ഹാപ്പൻ ഓൾ ഓവർ ദ വേൾഡ്, ദ സ്റ്റൈൽ ഓഫ് വാക്കിംഗ്, ഇറ്റ് ഓൾ കംസ് ഫ്രം കൃഷ്ണ. ഗതി കരീന്ദ്രഗഞ്ജിതം, ഹി വാക്സ് ലൈക്ക് എ മാഡൻഡ് എലിഫന്റ്, എ ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ വാക്ക്. യു നോ, ആസ് ദ എലിഫന്റ് വാക്സ്, ഹി ഈസ് മൂവിംഗ് ഫ്രം വൺ സൈഡ് ടു അനദർ ഇൻ എ വെരി ഗ്രേസ്ഫുൾ വേ. The Lord walks like that. A very, very overwhelming, very, very inviting walk. Gati karinjra ganjitam. As he is walking amidst his devotees, the devotees get overwhelmed. And then he is also covered with beautiful yellow shawl. Dukula pitta shobhanam. Like a lightning. He is covered by a light, a shawl, which is dukula, pitta shobhanam, namami nanda nandanam. We have less time, we'll have to finish everything. So, please sing with me. Karena venu ranjitam, gati karindra ganjitam. Dukula pita shobhanam, namami nanda nandanam. And then the beautiful body of the Lord, threefold bending, you know, one like this, then one like this, and one like this. It's like a hook. So this is the hook by which he attracts the devotees to him, you know. The special, Srila Prabhupada used to say, the special feature of the Lord is his waist. That's why it has to be decorated very nicely. Because by the beautiful waist, the beautiful shape of the Lord, all our conceptions of the material beauty will be vanquished. You get attracted by the beautiful shape of his waist. In Vrindavan, Sri Radharaman has such beautiful waist. Attractive, attracting devotees for hundreds of years now. And not only his beautiful body, his waist, but also his nails. Nakhadyuti Sudhakaram. What is Sudhakar? His nails are shining like sun. The effulgence that comes from his nails, that is what is called as Brahma Jyoti. The Brahma Jyoti that all the different munis talk about is nothing but the beautiful brilliance that comes from the nails. And as the Lord is beautifully shining, he is beautifully decorated with so many different ornaments. As we see, on all his fingers, on all his nails, the Lord has beautiful ratnas. He is wearing different kinds of ornaments. That is how the Lord appears in front of the devotees. To that Lord, I pay my respectful obeisances. Please repeat. Tribhanga deha sundaram, nakhadyuti sudhakaram, amulya ratna bhushanam, namami nanda nandanam. Now the beautiful fragrance that comes from the body of the Lord is also very, very attractive. Today morning we heard how the four Kumaras, as they enter the Vaikuntha region, they get attracted to the beautiful Tulsi that is at the feet of the Lord. And just by the fragrance of that Tulsi, they ascend in their consciousness from being Brahmavadi to a bhakta. to the personal lover of God. He has beautiful fragrance. Sugandha Anga Saurabham. Saurabh is a beautiful fragrance that comes. His body also is fragrant. Not to mention what our bodies are. But his body gives the fragrance of white roses. White rose scent. Beautiful fragrance. It always emits that fragrance. Such is the transcendental beauty of the Lord. And what he wears? Uro viraji kaustubham. He is wearing a kaustubha gem on his body. In the Samudra Manthan, the Lord, as the kaustubha jewel comes out, it is gifted to Vishnu. And Lord wears that kaustubha gem. We know of Lord Panduranga wearing a beautiful kaustubha gem, right? Sundarate dhyana ubhe vitevari, karakatavari thevuniya, kanti haraga, tulsi haraga, kase pitambara, avade nirantara techi dhyana, makara kundale talapati shravani, kanti kaustubha mani virajita. Kaustubha mani is on his neck. That is the beautiful ornament that Lord wears and is recognized with. So that's why in the spiritual world, everybody looks like the beautiful form of the Lord in the Vaikuntha. But one who wears Kaustubha Mani, that is the Supreme Lord. That is the distinction. And also one more feature, that is Spurat Shivatsalanchanam. On his body is a beautiful golden hair. And that is Sri Lakshmi Devi, who is residing on his chest, the divine consort of the Lord. As she resides on the chest, she takes appearance of a beautiful golden hair. Sugandhanga Saurabham, Uro Viraji Kaustubham, Spurat Shrivatsa Lanchanam, Namami Nanda Nandanam. Now what are his activities? Vrindavana Sunagaram. He is very well known for his amazing pastimes of Vrindavan. He has so many qualities, and one of the qualities is his different leelas of Vrindavan. The most beautiful and most charming leelas, which all the poets in all the different sects are composing prayers one after another. Vrindavana Sunagaram. And then Vilasa Nuga Vasasam. That is, the Lord wears different clothes. He is called as Dhira Lalita. What is Dhira Lalita? He dresses very meticulously. On the beautiful Pitambar, he is wearing a golden sash, a golden waistcloth. Nectar of Devotion mentions. And on that, he has an orange turban, on which there is a beautiful peacock feather. That is how, with different garments and different dresses, the Lord attracts the attention of his dear devotees. And then he also does one thing. Smilingly he takes away the pride of his devotees. This is the Govardhan Leela. Surendra Garva Mochanam. In the Govardhan Leela, Indra was humbled just by Krishna's smile. He tried his hard, his best, but nothing below Govardhan. As the Lord was lifting Govardhan, not even a leaf could be touched. Such was the immense power of Krishna. So the main quality of Krishna's smile is that by that smile, he just vanquishes the false ego of his devotees very easily. He doesn't have to do big steps, but in a simple way. The gopis pray, in the Gopi Gita that you are amazing, Krishna, that just by a smile you crush our false ego to powder. You are smiling, but we don't know what the cause behind that smile is. The cause is, he is laughing that, no, what kind of living entity is this who is planning and failing. The beautiful Govardhan Leela, where Indra will come and pray and humble himself, and then Krishna forgives him. So let's sing. Vrindavana Sunagaram Vilasanu Gavasasam Surendra Garva Mochanam Namami Nanda Nandanam. Now this is what his activity, his main business was. But what is his main purpose of his descent as Leelas? The poet is giving the main secret at the end. Vrajangana Sunayakam. Actually, he comes and exhibits all his Leelas to attract the attention of the Vrajangana. Vrajangana means the damsels of Gopi. To reciprocate with them, he does different Leelas of Vrindavan. As they surround him and please him, he is ready to reciprocate with them and do whatever they want and give them happiness. Sada sukha pradayakam. With different activities, by smiling, by speaking, by running, by eating, by sleeping. He is the emperor of sweetness. He provides happiness to his devotees in different ways. And with such things, Jagan Manah Pralobhanam, he is attracting the heart of entire world to that Supreme Lord. I offer my obeisances. Vrajangana Sunayakam Sada Sukha Pradayakam Jagan Mana Pralobhanam Namami Nanda Nandanam. So this is the Phalashruti, which says that Shunanda Nandanashtakam Patheed Yashadhyan Vitaha Tared Bhavabdim Dustaram Labhet Tadangri Yugmakam. Whoever with faith recites these 8 verses glorifying the son of Nanda will easily conquer the insurmountable ocean of material existence and attain shelter of his 2 lotus feet. So let us sing. So we will sing. Very simple. So please sing. We'll sing it a little fast tune. It's a very, very mesmerizing melody. Sucharu Vakra Mandalam Sukarna Sukarna Ratna Kundalam Suchar Chitanga Chandanam Namami Nanda Nandanam. Namami Nanda Nandanam. Namami Nanda Nandanam. సుదీర్ఘనేత్ర పంకజం శిఖీ శిఖండ మూర్ధజం అనంగ కోటి మోహనం నమామి నందనందనం సునాసికాగ్ర మోక్తికం స్వచ్ఛంద దంత పంక్తికం నవాంబుదాంగ చిక్కణం నమామి నందనందనం. ప్లీజ్ క్లాప్. నమామి నందనందనం, నమామి నందనందనం. త్రిభంగ దేహ సుందరం నఖ ద్యుతి శోధాకరం అమూల్య రత్నాభూషణం నమామి నందనందనం, నమామి నందనందనం, నమామి నందనందనం. సుగంధ అంగ సౌరభం ఉరో విరాజే కౌస్తుభం స్ఫురశ్రీవత్సలాంఛనం నమామి నందనందనం, నమామి నందనందనం, నమామి నందనందనం. బృందావన సునాగరం విలాసనుగవాససం సురేంద్ర గర్వమోచనం నమామి నందనందనం, నమామి నందనందనం, నమామి నందనందనం. వ్రజాంగణ సునాయకం సదా సుఖ ప్రదాయకం జగన్మన ప్రలోభనం నమామి నందనందనం, నమామి నందనందనం. శ్రీనందనందనాష్టకం పఠేద్య శ్రద్ధయాన్వితా తరేద్ భవాబ్ధిం దుస్తరం లభే తదాంఘ్రియుగ్మకం. నమామి నందనందన, నమామి నందనందనం, నమామి నందనందనం, నమామి నందనందన, నమామి నందనందనం. శ్రీ శ్రీ నందనందనాష్టకం కీ, శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ, దాయ గౌర్ ప్రేమనందే హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐఎమ్ సారీ బట్ వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టైమ్ ఫర్ క్వశ్చన్ అండ్ ఆన్సర్స్ బికాస్ ఐ క్రాస్ ద టైమ్, మై ఫాల్ట్. బట్ ఇఫ్ ఎనీబడి వాంట్స్ టు ask any questions can privately come. So thank you very much. Shila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ ललिता विशाखा की, श्री गोपाल जी भगवान की, श्री श्री गौर निताय की, पिताय गौर प्रेमानंदे।